Well, it's snowing again here in Boston and across much of the Northeast. Today's storm is the third major storm to hit the area in less than 2 weeks. The roads are a mess. A limited number of flights are coming into Boston's Logan Airport. Airports in Portland and Bangor, Maine are reporting cancellations. The snow is taxing transit services and tempers. But some people were out, and they were in good humor. Here is our story from Here and Now contributor WBUR's Fred Bever.
The wind was practically blowing Lily Pennet and Meg Perry up Boston's Commonwealth Avenue this morning, but that didn't stop the snow-encrusted pair from clutching their favorite drink.
Iced coffee. Yeah, we laughed about how we're, like, true Bostonians for drinking iced coffee in the middle of a blizzard.
Much,
it's a Boston thing. The worst is by far commuting to work. As you can see, we're walking the 3 miles to get to work.
Complaints about delays, detours, and breakdowns in the nation's oldest public transit system are legion. But today, at least, there are fewer demands on the system. Governor Charlie Baker called on residents to stay home if they could. So for Nick Callahan, catching a bus here was no problem.
Well, I'm very glad that public transit was running. That was definitely worth $2 not to have to walk through that. I was ready to plod through the snow, but she actually stopped and took pity on me, which was nice of her.
Of course, there are some pitiless turns of events during the snow emergency when it's illegal to park on some streets. A tow truck driver in nearby Brookline already had one car on his flatbed, and a police officer by his side, he had to break into another so he could tow it too. His name's Kenny. He did not give us his last name because, let's face it, no one is ever happy to see him.
Let it keep snowing as long as I'm making money. All right, I'm rolling.
It could be several days before the streets of Boston are truly rolling again. For Here and Now, I'm Fred Bever.